here's a story from The World.
Next, we're going to San Diego to meet Marlene Herrera. She's a first-generation college student and Mexican-American. Like many voters, she's been sifting through the mix of statewide propositions and local races on the ballot. She's doing her homework. Our reporter in San Diego at KPBS, Max Rivlin-Nadler, has been following Marlene and her thoughts on politics all year. Marlene spoke with Max just before she voted.
For months, 18-year-old Marlene Herrera has been anticipating this moment. We're chatting over Zoom, and she's opening up the envelope sent to her from the state.
I'm like, okay, this is actually happening now. I actually have to fill in bubbles.
It's filled with candidates for local races, local measures, and also quite a few statewide propositions. She flips over her ballot to see everything she's about to vote on.
After that, there's judicial and board of directors.
Voting in California by mail has been fairly easy in recent years. This year, all ballots were automatically mailed to voters. The first vote is the easiest for her, for president. After watching the first presidential debate, she says she's seen enough of President Donald Trump.
He was kind of just, let me talk, let me say stuff. And it was kind of like, you should have been respectful.
And then she was shocked when the president campaigned shortly after his COVID-19 diagnosis.
You know, he's putting other people at risk at this point. It wasn't handled correctly to begin with. And I was like, and now he's returning to the White House without a mask on.
She recalls one conversation she had with a Trump-supporting family member, but was unconvinced by his argument.
He's like, think about it this way. He's going to want to help his people first before he helps anyone else. That, I think in his head, part of it made sense, but for me, it bothered me a lot. If you're an American, you're an American. There shouldn't be, I'm going to look after my white people. That shouldn't be the case. That's racism.
It's that racism that's made it hard for Marlene these past 4 years. She felt like she had to hide who she was while in high school.
I went to a very white school. I was a minority compared to them. And I think when he became president, it got even worse, where it was kind of like, now I need to, let me watch what I'm saying. Let me watch my views and stuff. Because I kind of just went into a corner where I didn't want anyone to be against me or see me a certain light. And I regret doing that. I wish I would have spoken against them more.
She also wanted to speak out more about the treatment of migrant children in Border Patrol custody, who were being held only a few miles from where she lived.
You never want to see kids in that situation, ever. They're kids. They should have at least a toothbrush and a toothpaste. It's just...
Marlene now sees her vote as half against Trump and half in support of Biden's policies. Biden was never really her candidate. Bernie Sanders was.
I'm very much hoping Biden holds some truth to his words. I don't want another 4 years filled with unfulfilled promises.
Marlene wasn't able to vote for Bernie Sanders back in the primary. She was 17 when California's presidential primary took place and ineligible to vote. Now, she'll be able to help other first-time voters in that situation. A proposal on her ballot makes 17-year-olds eligible to vote in primaries if they'll turn 18 by the general election.
This is me. This is me. As someone who was 17 for most of 2020, not being able to give at least some type of voice before the general election very much was frustrating. Because as a 17-year-old, you know, having to... Because, you know, I was keeping up with the... with the presidential thing, and so why wouldn't we be given that vote?
In February, when I first met Marlene, she told me she was determined to make sure her vote had an impact. She now feels like it does. She wants young people to change the direction of the country. Over the next few days, she'll be able to track her ballot online all the way to the county registrar's office to make sure it gets counted.
But yeah, it was just, it's wow, this has been a ride.
For The World, I'm Max Rivlin-Nadler in San Diego. From PRX.